Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Dave Matthews Band Live at Trend Rocks.
Oh.
Disc one, Trend Up. disc one, Song two, Proudest Trend Key. Satellite in wow. My eyes. Trend Step. Best of Zeits around. Reese Trendly. You can't do that on television. Did every song on the whole double disc.
Holy gave us shit.
Zeit or trends, Dancing Trendsies. The Dancing Trendsies.
Do you know all these tracks?
Oh, man. This was like the only album I listened to for 3 months.
Oh, good. All Along the Watchtower's on there, too.
Yeah. That's.
Damn, yeah. Be somebody way out of here.
Said the. Trend the joke. Anyways, what an album.
Shed a tear to that one.
You are Miles. I am Jack. These are some of the things that are trending. We got 33 states suing Meta to fix the youth mental health crisis.
Yeah.
This is interesting timing on the, I mean, so it's a bipartisan coalition of attorneys general from 33 states. Mainly, we're covering this story because it allows us to say attorneys general, which is a fun one to pluralize. From 33 states now suing Meta for, quote, contributing to the youth mental health crisis by knowingly designing features on Instagram and Facebook that cause children to be addicted to its platforms. And, you know, there's a lot of research that points to social media being part of what is driving mental health crises among America's youth. But there's also countervailing research and a lot of research that points, it's very kind of, it's not settled science, I would say.
Yeah. But I think even like broadly, it gives a nice out for legislators to hang all of this, like the ills that young people are experiencing on social media.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's not all the other shit that people are experiencing in this country that might also be. And I granted, we've seen the research, like even Meta's own research is like, yeah, not great for like younger people's mental health to be on like Instagram or whatever. Yeah. But like, what about everything on the outside of the cell phone that, that young people are experiencing too?
Yeah, it's a little frustrating that there's wide sweeping bipartisan support for targeting social media companies. But nothing is happening to combat, like, you know, gun violence, for instance. Yeah. Like, maybe part of the reason teenagers are more depressed and anxious these days is because they've been having to do active shooter drills since kindergarten.
Yeah.
You know? study from earlier this year found that 40% of 18 to 29 year old Americans are concerned about being a victim of gun violence or a mass shooting. I feel like that might weigh on you.
Yeah. Maybe climate change, maybe, you know, their government's part in aiding and abetting ethnic cleansing in the Middle East, and wondering like, what do the people I vote for do exactly?
Right.
Is there a future where the planet is not dead or just stricken with global war?
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. But Meta, for sure.
Just, I mean, that's on one dimension. Phones.
Go harder. Go harder, please.
Yeah. I just don't think people know yet, but it does, like, part, sometimes it really reeks of like TV will rot these children's brains. And that's why we're all, you know, like when we were young, that was the big scare, was
right,
that kids were watching too much TV, which they probably were, but maybe not the biggest problem that was facing our society at the time.
Maybe it's inequality. I don't know. It could be that. It could be the amount of taxes that billionaires should be paying. There's a lot. There's a lot that could be done. But hey. Go after them. I'm glad you guys got bipartisan support on something.
Yeah. I mean, sure, let's sue Meta for all their shitty antics, but let's not pretend as though it's somehow going to fix the mental well-being of a generation who are worried that they might be fatally shot before they even have a chance to lose their home to a climate apocalypse.
Yeah. Or realize they can't afford a home or whatever that is. But yes.
Yeah.
Bipartisanship. Love to see it.
The McFlurry spoon's going away.
It's gone. Just letting you know real quick, y'all. That
real
weird
quick,
plastic thing that had the clippy thing on the end that was hollow in the middle. It's going to be out of here. It's getting phased out because they're like, that's a lot of shitty plastic to be using. So,
what was the theory there? That thing like hooked into the blender and like that was the actual like blender blade?
I believe it
looked like that?
I believe that's why the clip was on. Hey, anybody who worked at McDonald's, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that's why there is that clip on the end of it, because it's clearly not to like, you know, lock into your jacket pocket or something like weird.
I mean, that's
thing,
how that's how I wear
you
it.
You just have like a necklace of McFlurry
keep three
spoons
McFlurry
that you
spoons on me at all times. Yeah.
Exactly.
But yeah, that was a thick, girthy piece of plastic for sure.
Yeah. Because I mean, obviously, you know, when I was in Europe, you know, they were using wooden spoons already. So we'll see. We'll see where they go.
Yeah. And a lot of people are pointing out, like, there seems to be a concerted effort from the Biden campaign to convince voters that Trump's age is an issue too, basically.
Yeah that's true. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Sure. Go ahead. Yeah.
He's old too. You think I'm old? Well, I am. But he's like very old also.
He's also very old and also pro war at all times. So
yeah.
There's also that. He's also that too. I don't know. I mean, like, I get, you see this a lot where they're like, why are people just like only talking about Joe Biden's age? For me personally, when I bring his age up, it's to talk about how disconnected he is from the people that are inheriting the earth that he may be leaving within, you know, the next however many years his life goes on for.
Yeah.
And because of that, and not considering like all the things we just talked about, climate change, gun violence, like what our foreign policy is and things like that, and not understanding where a lot of younger people are with that, that's why I point to that part. Not to be like, he's so old, oh no. It's like, this, we can't keep having these like elders be in the driver's seat, like for a ride that is going to affect, you know, billions of people in the future. And so I get that. And I think with Trump, he's like such an open fascist and all these other things. It's like, well, yeah, he's old, but then he's also like these other things. Sure. Wait, they're all old. Great.
Yeah. It's hard
moving
to pick
on
one with him.
Yeah.
But yeah. It does feel like that is going to be a big part of the next 12 months of our life is like, you know how old you are? Oh yeah. Well, you're old too. And it's not going to be satisfying.
But we will both send billions of dollars away to the military industrial complex and ensure that you don't have a future. So they can unite over that. And I think that's the thing that a lot of people are starting to like wrestle with. Like, I think in this cycle, because I'm already seeing the think pieces of people being like, don't you fucking think about abandoning Biden. Look how scary this thing's going to be.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's scary now, but can you show us something different?
No, the answer is they cannot.
What do you want, Trump to win?
Yeah, all right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
And we're back.
We're back.
Did you watch any NBA basketball? Any opening night action?
I saw the end of the Knicks Celtics.
That was disheartening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was tuned in, but hey, look, took him to the wire. Took him to the wire. Right. Yeah.
Watched Wemby mm-hmm. Yama. Mm-hmm. And he is tall. He looks tall. Still looks tall. Even when he's not having a big game, guy looks tall. Got to tell you.
He doesn't disappear in games, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. There was another mass shooting as of this recording. The shooter is still on the loose hours after the initial killings at a bowling alley in Maine. Once again, this is the result of politicians and companies choosing profit over human lives. We've talked about it like
so many times. So many times. And it's like, it's just getting like every time it's like the same thing too. You're like, okay, we're going to hear thoughts and prayers, no legislation, don't make this political. Or you find out something even more infuriating, like that this guy was known to law enforcement prior to this for threatening to shoot up like a military base.
Yeah.
So it like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah. But again, when you have laws like Maine's, which a lot of people are like, their laws are so lax, but when you look at them like on a continuum, they're about normal for the United States.
Yeah. So people are pointing to Maine's gun laws and like just how fucked up their gun laws are because they don't require a background check to buy a gun. No red flag laws, the sorts of things that would have saved a lot of people's lives in this case, you know, because this was a person with a known history of just tossing up all sorts of red flags. Doesn't ban high capacity magazines, like things. The stuff that is like the bare bones legislation that we know does work and can be passed in the United States, in some parts of the United States. doesn't require a permit to carry concealed guns, just breaks off. They flipped them off. But so people are like, well, Maine, geez, that place sounds like a, you know, like they just don't give a fuck.
It's a Wild West. Yeah. They got to be worst in the nation, right? With laws like that.
So every town for gun safety, which rates these sorts of things, is like, yeah, they're really bad. They rank 25th out of 50. So exactly right in the middle.
Yeah.
They are right in the middle of the whole thing.
A lot of people are pointing out too, like how it's like Sudafed is harder to buy than like a firearm in Maine, because it's like, you know, like a meth precursor.
Yeah.
And you know, also, I mean, we've talked about Susan Collins too, like how just her, she's never done the right thing. And when she was like tweeting stuff about it, it's like, oh, this is like, we need to do something about it. A lot of people were like pointing out the fact that like when people were like nicely asking her to like vote for legislation that would help people, like with sidewalk chalk, remember she like called the police?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, they wrote on my sidewalk.
Yeah.
Please find them. And yeah, it's just so fucking disheartening. And you know, it happened like during a children's bowling league.
Jesus.
And now there's like over, I think around 18 people that have died. And so, yeah, we continue to like grapple with so many fucking failures of this country, like simultaneously. It's really kind of becoming overwhelming.
Yeah. Couple of the like pro gun rights arguments that are directly affected by the events that we like do know and can confirm at this point. You know, they like to say that more guns actually make America safer, since good guys will also be carrying guns, because in Maine, roughly half of all households have guns. So that didn't seem to stop things here. Also, the idea of like, it's just people who like aren't properly trained that cause problems. This person has a certified gun training, gun
firearm
trainer.
Instructor.
Firearm instructor. The other thing that this highlighted is just like, this is another big emergency, like important story, news story that is happening with Twitter being like absolutely and completely broken. And so, you know, just every time there's a massive story, the misinformation is just comically bad immediately on X and on Twitter. And like, in this case, the misinformation was just like right off the bat. A highly followed account reported that the shooter had been caught.
Right.
Literally like came out and was like, coast is clear, everyone, you can come out of hiding. And the shooter hadn't been caught yet.
Yeah.
Like, I can't think of a worse piece of misinformation to spread.
Truly.
And it was, that post had been seen over 170,000 times.
And that's like, that's like the fun for these people who pay their $8 because your bullshit's floated up to the top because of the algorithm.
Yeah.
And you can just play a video game called put people in a state of disarray just for $8 a month.
Yeah.
Because there's no, well, anyway. So yeah, as of now, the suspect is still at large. So it's just, please stay safe if you're in Maine.
Yeah. There's also, of course, immediate reports that he was a Hamas supporter and a left-wing nut who voted for Obama, both of which are unverified. So, I don't know. Also, apparently, he'd made threats to shoot up a military base. So, yeah. Bad times.
Oh, yeah.
There is a tentative deal in place with United Auto Workers and Ford.
Yeah. Got two more to go if this tentative deal becomes fully ratified. The full details aren't out, but Sean Fain, who leads the UAW, said that includes a 25% increase over the course of the new contract. It raises the top wage for workers by over 30% to more than $40 an hour, the starting wage by 68%, and the wage for temp workers by over 150%. And also stuff like pensions and other things like that. So we don't know everything, but it seems like, they're slowly making headway since the strike started on September 15th.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with the other two manufacturers.
Does almost seem like this collective action stuff might work.
So far, I'm just seeing a bunch of dubs for people, not many L's.
Yeah.
But hey,
how about that?
Let's all keep that in mind. You know, Stay organized.
All right, we'll leave it there with a bit of good news.
Yeah,
that's gonna do it for us this afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show and a very special guest.
You probably already know. Probably seen her on Twitter already, asking y'all. But hey, you already know.
Y'all already know. We are back then with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine.
Yep.
Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Yep. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.